Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say that.
Head coach?
God. What?
Oh, me too. I love you.
Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say that?
Yeah.
I'm an everything man.
So I am going to touch it because I have balls.
Okay.
Freaking worst.
Unprotected puppet sex. You know, one of my big regrets is I heard the Jason Quick drop in there.
Yeah.
In the montage today from Mike Lynch. This one.
Yeah.
One of my big regrets of falling ill over the last couple of days was last night on my iCal, I had Jason Quick and Dave Charbonneau, his buddy.
Yeah.
Charbonneau.
I've partied with Dave.
Great dude. Yeah, you have. You know him well.
I do. Except Dave bleached his hair.
Yeah, but he's a school teacher. He did it for the kids. They hit their grades. Yeah, I know. I gave him crap about that, too.
I feel
too.
Like that's one of those things that you wanted to bleach your hair, Dave.
I don't know.
You just needed an excuse, and so you're like, well, if you hit the grades, I'll do it.
I don't know.
I'm not buying it.
Anyway, I had beers on the iCal with those two bros last night, and I had to cancel that. My regret is not missing the broadcast for 2 days. My regret is that.
Yeah. I got to see if I can weasel my way into that. When you reschedule that, let me know.
Yeah, I will.
I enjoy the stylings of Dave and Mr. Quick, or as the GM bro would call him, Jace.
Jace. Or would he say Jace bro?
Bro.
What's up, Jace bro?
Jace bro.
Bro.
I don't think I've ever had anyone call me Jace.
I'm going to start calling you Jace.
I think I would be uncomfortable if someone called me Jace.
Jace, looky here, Jace.
Yeah, I'll take bro. Jason. I'll take Jay. I'll take Souk. I'll take Sukanic. I don't think I'll take Jace.
Bro. So it's Father's Day on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
You're
my
excited?
My day? I don't know.
Yeah, it is your day. You're going to Seattle?
Yeah, I'm going to take my family, and I roped my old man into it as well. We're going to go up, and we're going to go see the Red Sox.
You mean the Mariners?
And the Mariners. Yeah, we're going to go see the M's.
You're going to Seattle.
Sit in the right field seats, hopefully get a sunny day, watch Mitch Haniger roam the outfield, and see some of the two best teams in baseball
go
at it.
Those are Souk's favorite seats now. He's gone there two times in a row, first row right field.
Yeah, except I couldn't get those because there's so many of us. There's six of us going, so I could not get. Yeah, normally the season ticket holders that are in the right field on the front row, they're always available. And you can, I think there was four of them that I could get this time. So we're in the second row, but of the upper deck in right field. Plus, they're charging an arm and a leg on the secondary market for the Red Sox Mariners.
A lot of Bo Sox fans there.
A lot of Bo Sox, and it's Father's Day, and the Mariners are red hot. That was the nice part about when the Mariners stunk is you could get fantastic seats. Like when we went up to we sat front row right field, which I love, and that was against the Angels. And I think we got those on a weekend for like $36, $37. It's a great deal. Now I'm paying like $80 for second row upper deck. That's the cost of winning. You probably had this like in Kansas City.
Times have changed.
When they stink, it's great. For like $10, you can get into the bowl game.
Well, I was never there when they were good.
Oh.
But when I was there and we were going to games a lot, there were $5 GAs. Mm-hmm. Literally $5.
You could walk wherever you wanted.
Go wherever you
wanted. Yeah, when I lived in Tampa, it was the same thing. For less than $10, you could get into a Rays game and then wander that absolute pit that is Tropicana Field. But it was cheap, and so when the Yankees came to town or whatever, you could go see a real baseball team and
so
say what you want.
Let's be honest. What do guys really want for Father's Day?
People not to spend money.
That's one. That's definitely one. Well, look, we don't want gifts. That's for sure, I think is what you're saying.
Yes.
We don't want gifts. We don't. And the reason we don't want gifts as fathers is because being a dad, we've been the same for 30 years. We have everything we want.
Dad!
Like, there's literally nothing. And not only that, but kids are terrible gift getters.
See, and this is the one thing I'll give my kids credit for. One, my kids love getting gifts. That's a big deal in our family. We're gift givers. And we try to go...
Your brother is a great gift.
He's phenomenal. My brother is the best. But like we always try to get unique kind of things that'll be personal to people. And so like gift giving in our family is kind of a big deal. And I'll tell you what, my kids, they surprise me a lot. My kids go big. There's a lot of tears on Father's Day because they usually come up with something pretty solid.
All right, well, that's unusual. All right. It is. Yeah, you know that's unusual, right?
Most of the times
it's like a hug coupon or...
Or like a tie.
Or something stupid.
See,
they don't... Dads don't want anything because they know you don't know what to get them. It's the classic day of you don't know the first thing about me gifts.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, that's why I said, like, if you don't know... Here's my thing. Don't spend money on something that you're not certain that your dad's going to love. Like if you're ever in doubt and you need to get him something, just there's universal gifts that dad's gonna love. Go in, you're better off.
Number one dad mug.
Pool your money with your other siblings and get him something decent. There's nothing worse than the Father's Day gift that you know.
Well, some people don't know how to get something decent.
They went into Fred Meyer and they had like the little section that says gifts for dad, and you're like, this'll do.
But if we're being honest, we don't want any of the stuff you're gonna give us. We want to be left alone. Don't spend money. We want to drink and watch golf or play golf.
This guy says, right, RJ's right in. He says, we would like to A, drink, B, watch golf, C, drink, D, nap, E, eat, F, sleep. And then...
Isn't that true, though?
Yeah, and then, you know, maybe some foot rubbing somewhere during the day.
I mean, people be like, ha, 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 let's go to brunch and we're going to get this whole day planned. No, really, all we want to do is drink, watch golf, drink, eat, and sleep. No, I'm not kidding.
Well, like, they asked me what I wanted to do for Father's Day, and we were going up to play Chambers Bay on Saturday, and so I just said, well, why don't we just stay up there and then let's go watch baseball? Because that is something like on Father's Day, they well, what do you want to do? I love watching baseball. I love Safeco. It's the Red Sox. That'll be a great Father's Day. Like, I wouldn't need anything else. I know they'll get me something else, but I guess that's kind of the, I don't know. When you're the dad, you pay for anything anyways.
Exactly.
But
Which is why we don't want you to spend the money.
It's a happy Father's Day to myself. And I'm also a big proponent of just getting yourself a Father's Day gift. If you're a dad and you know that you're not going to get anything good, buy it for yourself. Go splurge
on
something.
That's what we do anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is we have everything because we buy stuff for ourselves.
But this is a chance to do it guilt-free. Then you can wrap it and give it to yourself and be like, boy, I am a good dad.
I never have guilt. F that.
I've gotten good Father's Day gifts over the years.
Yeah, again, you're unusual. So Americans spend $23 million on Mother's Day and only $15 million on Dad's Day.
Yeah, Dad doesn't get anywhere near the recognition that Mom has.
Mom's Day seems special. Dad's Day seems sometimes like, all right. It's a little forced.
Well, what is Michelle Wolf has a bit in her stand-up act where she talks about it, that she doesn't want to be a mom. She wants to be a dad. Because even the best dad is only a average mom.
Right.
The dad is just kind of...
That's right.
He's
there. Seinfeld talks about that.
Yeah,
your kids don't really understand why you're there until they get money from you.
Yeah.
I get it.
Kind of in the background there. But yes, dad does not get... The dad's day does not get the same
it's
reverence.
It's not treated with the reverence.
No.
And that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Let's just be honest about Father's Day, shall we? Okay. Leave dad alone. Let him go play some golf. But just save the money.
Don't get him something crappy. Don't get him a tie. Don't get him socks. Stop. Get him. If you're going to actually get him a gift, then put a little thought and effort into it and open up the wallet just a little bit.
But that's what I'm saying. People don't know how. They don't know how. That's why you get the world's number one dad t-shirt.
See, and I just, that disappoints me so much. It really does. If someone, like if you've got a dad,
yeah, most people do have dads.
I would. Well, not everyone's dad's in their lives, and
I know. But technically, there is a father, right? Well, wouldn't you say that 100% of people have or had a dad?
Jesus, kinda, sorta.
Wait, who?
Jesus.
Who's that?
That guy. Maybe you've heard of him. I guess technically he has a dad, but. Did he really have, like, a dad?
Dad?
Yeah.
Dad? Dad?
I just think it's not that hard. You see, here's the thing about gift giving. It's not that hard. It's just that people are so lazy and that...
They're not thoughtful.
And that pisses me off.
Well, it's out there, bro.
Be better than that.
This is a great gift that came in on the text line. It'd be perfect for someone like me. Last 10 years... I paid for my dad's MLB season pass to watch all the games, and I got him $100 for his butcher.
See?
Yeah, meat and baseball.
Not that hard to do.
But that's thoughtful, too. Well, it's like not just like, hey, here's some socks. It's these are two things he loves.
I don't think you can just tell people, hey, be thoughtful. I mean, some people just aren't. That's the whole point.
But that's the thing. It's not that hard. Like, we've been running ads for it. I said, go buy a Traeger grill. Is there a dad on earth? Like, you don't have one. If you got,
I have a dad.
You don't have a Traeger, do you?
Dad?
If you got one.
A Traeger? Yeah. I don't have a Traeger. No.
And if you got one, you'd be like, holy crap. Yeah, that's awesome.
No, I wouldn't. You know what I would say? No offense to your ads and everything. What I would say is, why the hell did you buy that? I have a grill.
Wow. You are a terrible human being.
Why? That's exactly what we're talking about. Why spend $800 on a grill? I've already got one. What I want for Father's Day is don't spend $800.
Wow, you are a curmudgeon.
On me. You've always agreed with this assessment.
You are a miserable curmudgeon.
You have always agreed with this assessment. Why are you backing down now?
If your wife bought something for you
I wouldn't say it.
That would be your response?
No, I would say, oh, thanks, babe, this is great. And then in my head go, why the hell did she buy that?
See, here's where I agree with you. I hate when people spend money on meaningless crap that you don't want, but I just think there are some things that are that you would universally like. Like if she bought you a new set of golf clubs, would you be upset? Exactly.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
See, if you, and that's, I, it's
but
not
But she's
that,
not going to do that.
But this is my, it's not that hard. If I was your wife or if I was your husband, it's okay. It's 2018. We can do that now. If I was your husband, and I was sitting there and being like, you know what? He's been such a good father to our 9 adopted children, because that's how many we'd have. I'd be like, I'm going to do something really special. It would take me 2 seconds to look at you and be like, you know what? I'm going to go get him a club fitting with a pro and buy him that nice set of golf clubs that he won't buy for himself.
Well, you're special.
It's not that hard.
You're special.
Put a little thought into it.
Dad? You're very special. Yeah. All right. What's next? Don't know. Bye. Oh. Uh-huh.
Are you done being salty yet?
What? I'm not salty.
Oh, you're salty.
I'm always salty. That's the name of my game. Salt.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
No, it is.
It's the old nickname, old salty Rop. Don't buy me a present. Ah! I'm going to buy you a Father's Day present.
Okay. It's not my money.
I'll get Nurse Nice.
You won't buy me a Father's Day present.
I will. I'll bring
no,
you, back,
you won't.
I'll bring you back something from the Mariner game.
Oh, that's cool. I'm just saying. She doesn't need to buy me anything. I got everything I need.
Is she going to get you anything?
Oh, I doubt it.
You don't get anything for Father's Day?
Uh-uh. Not really. I mean, Meat might send me a card, give me a card or something.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because I'm a stepfather.
You're a stepfather?
I'm not a real father.
He never called you dad, though, right?
No.
No?
No, his dad's around.
I know. But I did have two dads. I'm down one.
My two dads.
I lost one. He's in the woods somewhere. He disappeared. But I always called both of my dads dad.
No.
Because you came along when he was a wee lad, right?
He was two.
Yeah. So, and then my oldest is was adopted, and I'm dad. But again, there's not another dad in the picture. So.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he ever threw a dad out there for you. Dad?
No, no dad.
No dad, no Father's Day present? That's why you're so curmudgeon-y. You just need a nice Father's Day present.
I really don't. I'm telling you. I know you don't believe me, but I'm...
Do you spend money? Do you have a hard time spending money on yourself, though?
Not really.
No?
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes I'll feel guilty about buying stuff for me. My wife used to always do this. She would always... I was like a real easy Father's Day gift because there was always stuff that I wanted, but I would never buy. I'd be like, I don't want to spend the money on that. And I don't know why. There was like a guilt thing. I always felt like if I was splurging on something for myself, that somehow I was doing my family wrong.
I hate it.
I think every
day. You do the same thing?
I do the same thing. I sit there for days like, should I buy this? I kind of want it, but I kind of feel bad about spending money on it. And then like sometimes I just don't buy it at all.
I think every dad has that. That's kind of what I'm saying. That's my whole point. I always thought you'd agreed with this assessment.
Well, I agree with the assessment.
I don't even know you anymore.
I hate wasted money, but it's not wasted money if it's something that you want. So it's I think I'm partially agreeing with what I was trying to say is
most people don't know what their dad wants because their dad has everything.
Yes.
They're very hard. Dads are much harder to buy for than moms.
See, and I have always been told that I am a very easy person to shop for because I have a hard time buying things for myself.
Except for $1,000 leather bags.
First off, wasn't $1,000. And I bought that because I do commemorate moments in my life with a nice, I'm going to splurge on something
purchase. You don't have to justify it to me. You can buy whatever the hell you want. Your money.
And it was not, and it was not $1,000 leather bag, but I do love that bag more than I love you.
It's a nice bag.
It is. It's a good bag. But yeah, so like I remember one year I wanted a Lebowski sweater from Pendleton, and I had looked at it two or three times. They were, I don't know, they're $200-$300 somewhere in that range. And I was always like, I don't need to spend $250 on a sweater. And I had looked at it at least a dozen times. And it's not like it's even a bunch of money, but I would never pull the trigger on it.
$250?
Yeah, it's a really nice sweater.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then so my wife was like, well, it's going to buy you the sweater. And then one Father's Day, I opened it up and boom, there was the sweater.
Yes,
and
I
loved that thing.
I wouldn't like that. I would not like that. That's the same as the Traeger idea. I don't need that sweater.
You don't need it.
I don't want that.
But I love my sweater. It's one of my favorite things that I own.
That's great.
I wish that I didn't have that sort of guilt when I bought it, but I do. Even to this day, I still have a hard time pulling the trigger on stuff like that. And that's where Father's Day comes in.
All right. Well, you have a great Father's Day, all right?
I'll see what I can do.
What else is going on?
What else do we have? Oh. I have dinosaur news and bullfrog news. And also, I did, well, I guess it's not bullfrog, it's a tadpole. But I did something today that I realized that I have not done in probably 10 to 12 years. And I'm interested to see if you've done this as well. I bought golf balls for the first time in over a decade today.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I bought golf balls.
Okay, that's a normal activity.
I know, but I've always just gotten golf balls. I don't remember.
Oh, you had to buy them. You're saying you had to buy them.
I purchased.
Because nobody gave them to you free?
Yes. In our line of work and the people that we know, is it not like when's the last time you purchased with your own money?
I buy golf balls all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, I have a deal at Langdon. You know, mm-hmm. we're partners.
Yes.
So I get them there.
But you don't you don't really buy them.
Not technically.
No.
Because it's through the endorsement.
Yes.
But
so again, I asked the question, when was the last time you took money out of your wallet and you bought golf balls?
I can't even remember.
Exactly.
Let's say I'm at the turn and I have one golf ball.
Yeah, you need a sleeve or something.
But yeah, I usually get my balls out at Langdon.
I today went and
you poor thing.
And I purchased golf balls, and as I was doing it, I went and I was hitting balls today out at Camas Meadows, and then I was chipping and I realized that I just had a couple in my bag, and I was like, oh, and I was like, I need to go buy golf balls. And so I went over and I bought a couple sleeves of balls, and as I was doing it, the thought did dawn on me that, oh my god, I have not bought these probably in over a decade. It's one of the perks of this job.
You should have asked me.
Yeah.
Because I will do this tonight when I come, because we're going to meet up tomorrow to go to Chambers.
Yes.
I will show you a picture of the stacks of cases of golf balls in my garage.
Really?
Yes. Because I play I only play Titleist.
Yeah. Rob's very high end.
You play
You go Pro V1?
Ball in golf, I know people that don't golf a lot, they may not think it matters. The ball in golf matters a lot.
Well, they tell you, though, that like with Pro V1s, like if you're not a good golfer, that's not the best ball to play.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You want rocks. You want to play with rocks.
You want something.
Like those Nike balls are a lot harder. So anyway, I'm just telling you that I have so many in my garage that I would probably, if you're a little nicer to me, maybe I would have saved you the $40.
Yeah.
But you are going to be disgusted when I show you the picture of the number of golf balls. And I'll probably never use them. See, it's one of those things where I can't throw them away. There's no way I could throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give them away because in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, maybe I will play those eventually. Some are Nike. Some are those Strixons that we got with our names on them.
Uh-huh.
We got those from as a gift from...
Yeah,
I think it was Peter Jacobson at one point.
Yeah, you end up with, in our line of work, you just end up with golf balls. Yeah. And today I realized that I did not have any golf balls.
I could have helped you with that, but too late. Too late now.
Well, and then, you know, for years and years, we knew a bunch of guys out of Nike Golf, but Nike doesn't make golf balls anymore.
Right, that's true.
So whenever I would need golf balls, I'd call out to the Nike bros and be like, hey, can I grab a couple? But now, none of that. And so that was something I did today. And it was weird. It was one of those things that I did not realize it until I was purchasing them. And
you
that,
were pissed, weren't you?
No, it kind of came across my head. I was like, oh, that's a little weird. Hey. And you know what? Honestly, I had the thought of, I wonder when's the last time Rob bought golf balls.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
And if I didn't want to buy golf balls anymore, it would still be a long time because I could go through all the balls that are in my garage.
Yeah, you just run through.
And I have a whole tub of
hodgepodge
shag balls, and hey, some of them aren't bad.
Hey, yeah, so I grab one here, grab one there. Yeah, I'll do that sometimes.
Golf balls ain't cheap, man.
No, they're not. But I also feel like unless it's someone like you that plays a particular golf ball, I think that's one of those items that people don't buy. You just get them.
A sleeve here or there, like in a scramble.
Or maybe again for Father's Day, someone gives them to you. But you see it all the time. Unless you're someone like you that golfs a lot and is like a really, you know, single digit guy, most of the people don't buy golf balls. You accumulate them. They just somehow magically show up. And you're like, I've got golf balls.
Kind of like tees. You never really pay for tees, right?
No,
just have them. You grab a handful of them.
Yeah.
You happen to get an invite to a country club. You're like, restock the bag.
You better believe that. Anytime my buddy's a member out at Royal Oaks, that's the first thing I do when I play out there. I'm like, yep, a handful of these right in the old
Mike,
bag.
Mike, do you have any golf balls?
Yeah, I think I have some.
Mike never golfs.
No.
But he has golf balls.
Some from here. So you get given golf balls, and you're like, okay.
And you keep them.
And here's the thing. In our promotion, that's the other one. So we'll have them around the office. Our promotion goddess, Alicia, had a bunch of golf balls, like cases of them, in there. And so I just was like, I'll go in there, and I'll grab a case, and I'll go up. So I went in there, and she goes, no, those are accounted for. I said, what? She goes, yeah, like swag was given away for something. She goes, those are all accounted for. It's like, we don't have any golf balls in the station. We always have golf balls in the station.
I'm Big Sook. You can't give me a damn case of balls.
Do you know who I am?
Negative. No. No, that happened today.
What kind of ball do you like?
I really don't care.
I'll look at what I have in there.
Yeah.
Now, you don't care? You'll play anything?
Yeah, I don't like rocks. That's my only thing.
Well, okay. That's going to eliminate some of the things that I have for you. But I do have, I'll bring something
okay.
for you. I have a gift for you.
All right.
And it will be for Father's Day.
There you go. And I will bring you something back from the Mariners game.
Don't do that.
I'm going to.
I don't want anything.
You're getting something.
I hate the Mariners. Not a fan.
You're getting something. Go M's.
All right. What's next? Dinosaur news.
Dinosaurs or tadpoles?
Here's Mike. All right. We're almost done. Thankfully.
You feeling okay?
Not really.
No.
I shouldn't have come back.
He says thankfully as he missed the last 2 days.
Yeah, you sound fine.
You sound great.
I don't feel good. And I think I've been cranky, and I just, it's not
good. You have been cranky.
I'm sorry.
You've been a bit of a pill.
I just don't feel good, damn it.
Although it's tough to tell because you're a bit of a pill anyways.
That's true.
The salty rop, as you like to call it. Although, that kind of sounds like we're getting into that weird puppet sex thing again. The salty rop.
Well, you don't want to get into that?
Hey, what do you want to do? How about the salty rop? Give you a Dutch rudder while doing the salty rop.
Ask my wife what that is.
Have you seen that the Muppets are suing?
The Muppets?
Yeah.
I love the Muppets.
Well, you don't go to the movies very much.
No.
There is a new Muppet movie that's coming out for adults, but it's not the Muppets. They just have puppets that look. It's the same Muppet technology, but it's none of the Muppet characters. And think Who Framed Roger Rabbit? But instead of cartoon characters, it's Muppets.
Okay.
And it is dirty.
Uh-oh.
I mean, the preview for it is...
What's it called?
Isn't the same guys who made the animated one that was dirty, the about the food? What was that one called again?
Melissa McCarthy is in it. And I'm not sure what it's called. I'll look it up for you here. But if you watch the trailer for it, even without the sound, the end of the trailer, I'm trying to think of the best way... the best way to describe it.
Well, I'm assuming it's not a food orgy that happened at the end of the movie I'm thinking of. What was the name of that movie? Where the food...
That's the one where they're all in the grocery store and they start doing it.
Sausage Party.
Sausage Fest, yes.
It's from the look of this is way more offensive than Sausage Party. I'm trying to think... So it's like a crime murder mystery... involving a Muppet detective, and then Melissa McCarthy plays a real person and they team up. Again, think Roger Rabbit. The final scene is the Muppet detective having Muppet lovin' with his secretary. And let's just say there's a scene involving Silly String and a lot of Silly String being sprayed all over the room. I mean, it is...
It's called the Happy Time Murders?
Yeah, the Happy Time Murders. Just watch the trailer for it, even without sound, and just skip to the end, and you'll be like, holy hell. And it looks hilarious, but it is so filthy. And the Muppets are suing the makers of it.
Oh, really?
Because it's so filthy, and they're saying that it is damaging the brand and like poo-pooing all over the good reputation of the wholesome Muppet family.
Are they saying it's... But they're not saying it's Muppets.
No.
You can't say that.
They're not. But their point is that...
They look like Muppets.
They look like Muppets. They talk like Muppets. They don't act like Muppets. And so they're suing the makers.
It also says, too, as through the credits, like right before the trailer, it says the director of The Muppet Christmas Carol, the director of Muppet Treasure Island, the director of Muppets Tonight. So it's using the Muppets.
Yeah.
Like, is that an old Muppets director?
I think so.
And so they're touting that.
Yes. Like, when you go to watch on IMDb, when you go to watch the trailer, you have to say that you're old enough to watch it. Like, it is a...
Because that's going to truly deter a 14-year-old from watching it.
Are you 18? No.
No.
Wait. Yes.
But it involves, like, drugs, Muppet murder, just, like, Muppet prostitute.
That reminds me of the South Park characters, the little animated, like, unicorns and, like, bears and stuff.
Yeah.
That are just, they murder everybody instantly. That's what that reminds me of.
There's a great scene where Melissa McCarthy is doing some sort of Muppet angel dust out of like a liquor, like a red vine. I'm excited about it, but I just think it's...
I might see this.
You probably should.
I love stuff like this.
I know. It's going to be...
And I thought that tomatoes doing the onions and the whole thing, what was that called?
Sausage Party.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. It's fun when they take kid stuff and they, they jazz it up for the adults.
All right, well, now we got to go.
Ah, damn it. Well, my brother's not coming on, so if you want...
Oh, why not?
He's got something cooking. He can't...
Oh, he didn't warn me today that he couldn't come on.
Yeah, he just shot me a text.
Oh.
He's doing family stuff.
Doing things?
Doing things.
Important things.
Stuff and things and, you know, Muppets.
All right. So we wrap up with dinosaur news?
Yeah.
I'm watching this trailer. It's fantastic.
Have you gotten to the end scene yet?
Not quite.
Well,
she's still doing the... She's doing railers through
the red vine?
Red vine.
Just wait till you get to the end and you see the Silly String.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you got there, huh?
Yeah. No, but there was... Oh, boy. Oh, there we go.
Hey-oh. There's the winner.
Fan of Joel. Oh, my God.
It just keeps going.
Fan of Joel McHale as well.
Yes. There's a lot of famous people in there. And it looks freaking hilarious, but it just looks beyond dirty.
All right.
Someone said the tagline is No Sesame, All Street. That's the tagline. That's for fantastic. The movie.
No John, wrapping it up next on The Fan.
Good night, fellas.
The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it.
All right, No John tonight. So let's wrap it up with dinosaur news. How about that?
Yeah, so I saw this, and I guess it's not anything new because I read an article about dinosaurs coming back, and I guess they've been talking about this for the last 3 or 4 years. But they are close to going Jurassic Park and being able to recreate dinosaurs. Scientists at Yale and Harvard, and then I guess there's a bunch of other places, but they're kind of the ones that are focusing on this. And there's been a little bit about this. Remember when they talked about maybe trying to inject a woolly mammoth DNA into an elephant?
Yes.
And then maybe the elephant could give birth to a woolly mammoth? That's one way. But this article that I read, they're trying to turn chickens into dinosaurs, and they're closer than you think. They've already, from genetic mutations and you know, changed things around, they've already taken the chicken's beak and they've turned it into a dinosaur snout. And now they're working on the little wings becoming little dinosaur claws. They've even started to be able to grow a tail. And so they say that we may not be able to fully get like a T-Rex or whatever, but smaller dinosaurs, because they're saying that birds are what's left over from dinosaurs, that within 5 years, we may be able to turn chickens into little dinosaurs cruising around.
I wonder where I've heard this before.
Yeah.
Did it turn out well?
It starts with chickens, and the next thing you know, they do create a T-Rex, and then we all die.
You guys have to remember, we won't die.
We will die.
And here's why. We still have Chris Pratt.
And Bruce Willis, right? Can we Bruce Willis this? And in this article I read, they even said that with...
Jeff Goldblum can help as well, hopefully.
Yeah, well, of course. I love Jeff Goldblum, by the way. He's fantastic.
You saw he got a star in Hollywood this weekend or something?
It took him that long to give Jeff Goldblum a star?
Yeah.
It's about damn time.
Is he the guy that dies on the toilet in the first one?
No, he doesn't die on the toilet. He plays the chaos mathematician. He doesn't die.
He doesn't die.
He just gets beat up. He gets like his ribs broken in the T-Rex scene. But they said the other thing about this is not only can they're going to recreate dinosaurs through chickens and other birds, and they're saying that like with an ostrich, we may be able to get bigger dinosaurs. So think like velociraptors. But instead of turning a chicken into it, we could change larger birds into larger dinosaurs.
What's the biggest bird? Is it an ostrich?
I think an ostrich, or maybe like a wingspan. You could do like a condor or like some of the eagles. But they said that
those vultures are really big too.
Yeah, but there'll probably be a limitation on the size of dinosaurs because of, you know, the birds aren't that big. But they to listen to this scientist talk, he says that you should see some of the stuff they're doing. They have genetically changed a beak to a dinosaur snout, and they're already changing wings to little claws. And the tail is the one that is the hardest thing. But he said they've made great strides towards that. What kind of effed up looking chicken do we have already in a lab somewhere? There weren't pictures of it, but a chicken with fingers and a snout and a little start of a tail.
That's weird, but does that really scare you? Or does the thought of them, like, moving on to elephants and, like, you know, bigger creatures, does that scare you? They're going to move on to bigger creatures, and it's going to be bad.
I think the whole thing is a little freaky, to be honest with you. Oh, so here's, to your point, they said that they've already done this, and they did this, like, back in 2005. They brought back a extinct species of whale and goat already. So stuff that goes extinct within a couple years that we have the DNA. So back in 2005, there was a preening ibex, which is a kind of a goat that went extinct in the late 90s. They had a goat give birth to one. They've brought it back from extinction. And they also did it with some sort of, it was a smaller whale, but that went extinct. And they had a beluga whale that gave birth to an extinct species of whale.
How do they do that?
Because they've saved the DNA of extinct species. So let's say like the white rhino, right, is on the verge of extinction. We can take that DNA, and then if we're able to splice that, and then we can put it in another rhino, it could conceivably give birth to an extinct rhinoceros.
But it wouldn't every time.
It is if we genetically mutated it. So
yeah,
I mean,
it would take.
It's not like it would keep doing it.
Yeah.
We're basically taking an embryo of something that no longer exists and we're cramming it into something else that can give birth to it, and away you go. But it's pretty freaky when I read through this article. I had no idea that they were this far along with some of this stuff.
I feel like they're really far along with a lot of things we don't want to know about.
And that was, as I kind of read through it, that was my thought of, do we really want to be poking this bear? Because if you can do it with goats and you can do it with whales or you can do it with rhinos and you can bring back dinosaurs, can you do it with people?
Eventually. Probably.
It's
quite a debate.
It's a little freaky.
A lot of people don't want it.
Well, if you can take a chicken and turn it into a dinosaur, can you take a person and turn it into like a man ape?
Probably. Probably real soon they can.
Yeah. I mean, if you can change wings to little dinosaur claws, what's to stop you from taking human hands and turning them into something cooler?
Can they give me some big Arnie Palmer mitts so my golf game improves?
Well, already they're talking about in the near future that you'll be able to, when you give birth to your child, you can pick all the features you're going to want on your kid, like a la carte.
All right. Have a great weekend. Have a great Father's Day. We are going to be back on Monday, 3 to 7, on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.